Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Matt Rothschild with me as my special guest for the end of the show. And each and every one of you, if you've been trying to get through on the phone and text lines, we thank you for your patience. Looks like we've been a little overwhelmed this afternoon, which is great. I did want to get to one last bit before we talk about the Brewers, Matt. Given these incredibly devastating floods, like people will have lost their homes and residences. This is terrible. This will be in the hundreds of millions of dollars here in across southeastern Wisconsin. One, by the way, conspiracy theories abound on cloud seeding. Cloud seeding has nothing to do with this. It does not cause it. There are a ton of really good scientific analyses of that. The former National Weather Service meteorologist Victor Murphy has discussed this. There's no proven relationship between the two at all. Don't believe the conspiracy theories. But I did want to remind everyone that Senator Ron Johnson, if you have significant damage to your home, if you may have lost your home, if your business has been devastated by these floods here in Wisconsin, here's what Ron, and we're going to take the long cut, Jacob, here's what Ron Johnson had to say in 2023 about your flooding problems.
In my own state, your study shows that we'd have a reduction in mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess it's 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
So thanks for the question, Senator Johnson. And what the work shows and the chart is that the effects of climate change are going to be very unequal. And absolutely, Wisconsin, Chicago, where I live, the reduction in cold days, the benefits from that will outweigh the damages from the hot days. But if you look more carefully at that, there's large swatches of the country where the damages will be much larger. And in fact,
if you want to balance it all out globally, if you're trying to mitigate harm globally, isn't it true that the number of deaths, according to this Lancet study, the number of deaths caused by heat are 600,000 per year, deaths caused by cold are 4.5 million annually. In terms of global health, in terms of excess death, we're actually in a better position to prevent death by having the climate increase in temperature a little bit, right?
Senator, I'm not familiar with that study. What I am familiar with is my study. Your characterization of it is incorrect.
Well, your study is very favorable to my state. Our mortality declines by 54 per 100,000.
Wisconsin will benefit in terms of mortality. There are 49 other states in the United States. Many of them will suffer. Many of them will suffer more than Wisconsin will gain. And that is the nature of climate change. It's very unequal.
According to your study, you're concerned if you're in the really hot region of Africa, but in terms of the United States and most of Europe, we're in pretty good shape. We're all blue.
Yep, Ron Johnson, just in case you missed it, climate change is good. At least it's good for Wisconsin, except if, you know, you get your basement or your house or your business flooded out.
Yeah, cheering for climate change, that's crazy stuff.
Leave it to Rojo to say something absolutely heartless. I mean, oh, it's fine. Fewer people die here. Forget about Africa or the southern states and forget about all of the other impacts of climate change, like devastation to infrastructure, which taxpayers then have to pay for, which is in effect a subsidy to big oil and the fossil fuel industries on the back of taxpayers when they have been earning profits that have never been seen before in the history of big oil. More profits now than they ever have had. Crop failure, yes, Jacob, to my producer. Famine, all of these things, absolutely terrible. And in one of the rockiest transitions in the history of radio, we're going to go from that existential threat to what is giving, I think, many of us here in Wisconsin some hope and some community and some goodness, and that is those miracle Milwaukee Brewers. Something special is happening. We are on pace for 100 wins. The Brewers are the top team in Major League Baseball. I was at the Stunner in AmFam yesterday. Isaac Collins with a walk-off home run. He is now in the company of Shohei Ohtani as the only Major League Baseball player with an on-base percentage of greater than 385. Let's listen to that magic moment yesterday with Collins' walk-off home run against the dastardly New York Mets.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Brewers got down 5-0. Brewers have tied it up. Collins, fly ball, deep in the right field. Isaac Collins, it is a walk-off home run! He's done it again! His first ever! And the Brewers have won their 9th straight game!
I was there. It was when you hear the announcer's voice crack with just excitement. I was dancing around like a little kid. It was amazing that, and it was such a great baseball game. And I think, Matt, I convinced there were two Cubs fans that came to watch sitting in front of me. And by the end of the game, I think I may have just turned them into Brewers fans because magic brings people together.
Must have been great to be there, and great announcing from FanDuel there too. So
yes, yeah, yes. Big thanks to FanDuel. Thank you for helping me with my homework, Matt, and not forgetting to give FanDuel credit for that amazing sound. Thanks to you, Matt, for being an amazing partner and guest here with me on Mondays. I'll be back tomorrow. We've got some great guests lined up. Thanks, everybody, for being here with me. Go Brewers! I'll be watching tonight, first pitch at 6:40. Check out all of your local civic media radio stations. Bunch of them have got the Brewers game tonight. You can find that at civicmedia.us. That's going to do it for me this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for the Milwaukee Brewers.